So let's review. Reb Chanina bar Yosef, Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Asi, Iklo Lahu Pundik. Three Amoraim went to an inn where only Jews were staying. And then the non-Jewish owner of the inn came home on Shabbos. Amru, Mahal Megimene. Is it permissible to rent the rights of the non-Jew on Shabbos? Seichi Kima'arav Dami. Is renting like making an Erev, which cannot be done on Shabbos? Or Seichi Kima'batl Rishus Dami. Renting is like Bitl Rishus, relinquishing one's rights, which can be done on Shabbos. They decided to rely on the senior among them, Reb Chanina, who was of the opinion that they can rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos. Reb Yochanan later confirmed this decision and said, Yafesisim Shesichartim, you were correct in renting on Shabbos. The Gemara asks that elsewhere Reb Yochanan taught, Seichik Ma'arav Dami. Renting follows the same rules as making an Erev, implying that it can only be done before Shabbos starts. The Gemara answers as Rashi explains, based on the principle of Kol Be'erev in Lahakal. Reb Yochanan did not mean to compare it L'chumrah, to rule stringency, that renting cannot be done on Shabbos. Rather, he meant to compare it in three other ways, L'kula, which will result in leniencies. B'pachis mishava pruta. Both the Erev and the Schiris can be done with less than a pruta. Afil ha-Schir v'lekitoi. Both the Erev and the Schiris can be done through a Jewish employee or farmhand. Echad ma'arav ha-dei kulan. Just like a group joined in an Erev can have one representative then join them with a neighboring chatzar, so too, when renting the rights of a non-Jew, one can do it on behalf of the others. In the above-mentioned incident, Rabbi Yochanan also paskened that in order to allow carrying in the chatzar, in addition to renting the rishus of the non-Jew on Shabbos, the Jewish residents must all be mevat rishus to one person. Tohi bar Belozer. Belozer questioned this psak. Rav Sheshe explains, because it is inconsistent with the criteria of bitl rishus taught by his Rebbe, Shmuel. The Gemara will conclude that it is indeed a machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, as Rashi explains here. And on Dav Samach Zayinim and Aleph, Shmuel holds the Chacham only allowed bitl rishus where both of the following conditions are met. They could have made an Erev, and now they did not. They were restricted from the onset of Shabbos. The Gemara there also says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that only one, either one of these conditions suffices to utilize bitl rishus. Shmuel categorizes three types of scenarios. Kol makom she'osim arvin mevatlin. In the scenario of shtei chatzeres zulif nemizu, two chatzeres, one behind the other, where the residents of the inner chatzer restrict the residents of the outer chatzer from using the chatzer because of their drisus aregel, their right to pass through, and they could have joined the outer chatzer in an Erev, they can be mevat rishus to the residents of the outer chatzer because this scenario meets both criteria. The outer residents will now be able to carry in the chatzer. Second, me'arvin ve'ein oistrin, ein mevatlin. In the scenario of shtei chatzeres u'pesach echad b'nein, two chatzeres which have their separate exits, plus a doorway between them. They can join in one Erev, but would not restrict each other without a joint Erev. They can each carry in their respective chatzeres based on their separate Erev. They cannot be mevat rishus to each other to allow carrying from one chatzer to the other because they are each not restricted within their own chatzer. The Gemara will later point out that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Shmuel in this scenario because one condition exists, that of Ma'arvin, they could have made a joint Erev. Oistrin ve'ein Ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. This must be referring to the case of the Asa b'Shabbata, where the non-Jew arrived on Shabbos. The Jews restrict each other and could not have made a valid Erev before Shabbos. Therefore, they cannot be mevat rishus either, since only one condition exists, that of Oistrin, they restrict each other. However, Rabbi Yochanan paskin that they can be mevat rishus when the non-Jew arrived on Shabbos. As mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan also disagrees with Shmuel in the second scenario of shtei chatzeres u'pesach echad b'nein, which Rabbi Yisrael expressed as follows. Amar Shmuel, ein bitl rishus mechatz l'chatzah. The two chatzeres cannot be mevat rishus to each other. Rabbi Yochanan amar, yesh bitl rishus mechatz l'chatzah. They can be mevat rishus to each other. Similarly, Rabbi Yisrael taught regarding a churva, a house in ruins situated between two inhabited houses. Since both homeowners can use it, it is considered a common chatzar, and they both may not carry there without a Reuv chatzeres. If they did not make an Erev, Amar Shmuel, ein bitl rishus b'churva. One cannot be mevat rishus to the other on Shabbos, so that at least one of them may carry there, because the Chacham only allowed bitl rishus in chatzeres, which people need and are accustomed to use. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh bitl rishus b'churva. They can be mevat rishus to each other. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chacham did not restrict the use of bitl rishus to this extent. The Gemara continues. Abaye agrees with Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Shmuel's statement, "Ein bitl rishus mechatz l'chatzah," that it's referring to shtei chatzeres u'pesach echad b'nein, two chatzeres side by side. they cannot be mabat rishus to each other because they do not restrict each other within their respective chatzeres. However, shtei chatzeres zulifna mizu, two chatzeres, one behind the other, mitech sha'oistri mevatlan. Since the residents of the inner chatzer restrict the residents of the outer chatzer, they can be mevat rishus to the residents of the outer chatzer. Rav Amar, afil shtei chatzeres zulifna mizu, pa'amim mevatlan or pa'amim ein mevatlan. Rav says, even in this case, sometimes they can mevat rishus, sometimes they cannot be mevat rishus. Rashi adds, "Afagav de Eisrin," even though they restrict the outer chatzer, and both conditions are met. Rava understands, "Ein bitl rishus mechatz lechatzer." Simply, we cannot be mevat rishus from one chatzer to another. We can only be mevat rishus within a chatzer. The various scenarios are discussed in detail in Daf Ayin Hey, the primary source of this topic.